Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beach Lane Presents on Radio Carrum this lovely Saturday morning. And I'm here this morning with Andrea to talk about a fantastic event coming up on the 1st of
July,
called Chocolate Art, which is combining actually the talent, your talents in terms of chocolate, and the talents of Melissa in terms of artwork. But first of all, welcome.
Thank you, George.
And
it's lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you. Lovely to have you. Now, to start off with, Andrea, tell us a little bit about your interest in chocolate, and it's a whole new business that you've gotten into.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about it.
George, I've just started a new chocolate brand. It's called Really Healthy Chocolate. It's been a seed waiting to blossom for about the last 4 years. So the recipe I've made for friends and family. And so now it's such a joy to actually sharing it with the community.
Fantastic. 4 years in the making.
4 years in the making. Now the time is right.
Wow.
And I was so lucky to have the opportunity to see Melissa Williams' beautiful work. That was through my friend Para. She does Divine Tribe events. So she commissioned Melissa to do a brochure, and that's how I actually ended up connecting with Melissa. And Melissa has sprinkled her fairy dust on really healthy chocolate.
Yes, yes.
So, well, divine.
I've had the pleasure of testing your chocolates lately, and also enjoying Melissa's artwork.
Yes,
it's absolutely divine. Melissa couldn't join us this morning. Unfortunately, she had another commitment.
Yes.
But she's here with us in spirit.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, tell us about your product range. It's actually available at the moment.
Well, we're in two stores, so of course hoping for more, and Beach Lane after the event, so that's July 1st. And we have three products, so there's three flavours, cranberry and macadamia, peppermint and wild orange. We believe in keeping things simple because there's so many choices in life. So, we hope that you'll find one that you absolutely love. It is unique. There's another part of it that I'd like to share with you today. Inside each chocolate, there's a beautiful little inspiring card. And so that is actually written by somebody within the community. It's such a joy to ask people that I know to write some quotes. And they're people that are doing really wonderful things. So it's a real honour to have them. And
each chocolate has a different card.
Each chocolate has a different card. So it's a bit like a fortune cookie, and we hope but a really lovely fortune cookie.
So they could almost become collectibles in their own way, couldn't they?
That is the idea. Thank you for mentioning that, George. So the idea, they're beautifully printed, obviously with Melissa's artwork, and the idea is to keep them as a bookmark or put them on your notice board. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. And your product range will be available here at Beach Lane.
Good.
So we're looking forward to that, and that will be after the event. But before we get to talking about the event, that's the 1st of July, I know you've got quite an interesting background. Tell us a bit about your background that led you to this.
Well, I was actually a flight attendant, and then I did leave ANSET, and I went over to New York, and I had the wonderful experience to train at a place called the Natural Gourmet Institute. And I did fall in love with New York, and I ended up, I was there for a year, and I became a new chef in natural foods, and then I actually ended up staying in New York for 7 years.
7 years, wow.
Yeah, and I practiced a lot with my cooking skills, and I've had some really amazing clients.
Well, 7 years in New York is... whereabouts were you in New York? I mean, it's a large...
New York City. So the West Village was the last place that I was living. I was very fortunate to have amazing opportunities there. It's such a cosmopolitan city. So inspiring. The food scene and the farmers markets. Yeah, it was...
And then from there, you came back to Australia?
Came back to Australia, settled into a bit of a quieter life here, but still divine. And, I'm loving being here.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So the event that we have scheduled at Beach Lane will be held in the cafe downstairs.
Yes.
And it's on the 1st of July.
So
I'm looking at a promotional brochure on that at the moment. The name is Chocolart, which is a lovely combination of chocolate and art. What can people expect when they come to this?
So we're calling it a twilight party. So Melissa's beautiful artwork will be on display on the walls, and there'll be some chocolate tastings and a beautiful little dessert from me. There'll be hot chocolate. There'll also be a bar as well, and we'll have some live
music.
Beautiful Tori singing.
So sorry, who's the singer now?
Her name is Tori Westmore.
Tori Westmore, yes. Lovely.
And so that's just going to be divine. Just a lovely get together. Just warm our souls together.
Fantastic. And that's scheduled for the 1st of July at 4:30 to 6 p.m. Yes. on the Saturday.
Yeah, so we wanted to just have a short event, and then obviously people often have other engagements they can go to. So.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. The tickets can be purchased by going online to beachlane.co. And all the details are there.
Yes.
Of course. The ticket price is $25 per person, and that enables you to participate in all of those things Andrew's just mentioned.
Yes.
What else can we tell the folk about?
I just wanted to say that I feel like this is my gift to the world. It's been so long in the making. Finally, it's the right time. And I do want to encourage everyone else to, you know, think about their gifts. We don't just have one gift, we have many. But also to have the courage to put those out into the world. And,
Which is what you've done.
Makes life easy. Mm. Like, in sharing what you love is so important for everyone to see your gifts. You know, Melissa's beautiful artwork. It's amazing. I hope, my chocolate, I hope you enjoy that. And, we've all got something unique about us.
Yeah. Look, the opportunity to bring your two talents together actually is quite unique, Andrea. So we're absolutely looking forward to that. Your chocolates and introducing them to Beach Lane. And, of course, as you've mentioned, Melissa's artwork will be up all over the walls here in the cafe.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to hosting her artwork as well.
I wanted to say, George, thank you for actually having this beautiful space as somewhere we can all come as well. You know, that's so wonderful for the community.
Pleasure.
Yeah, such a joy. And I hope on the night you'll be doing some tours, because that was so much fun seeing actually what's upstairs, because people don't know unless you take them up there.
Yes.
And
I've come to realise that.
Yes, and that's a joy in itself. So there's so many things going on here, from yoga and all the amazing people that it's attracting.
Well, thank you. We had another interview just earlier this morning, actually, Andrea, with Bridget from Suburban Sandcastles. And you'll be interested to know as well that we're now collaborating with them as a partnership.
Fantastic.
Because Suburban Sandcastles are doing a range of wonderful things also in terms of community and awareness. And just increasing the knowledge and dialogue, conversation between each other. So in working together with Beach Lane, we're almost magnifying, if you like, what we
fantastic.
Can do. So the wonderful thing is that also the event, your event with Melissa, will be promoted through Suburban Sandcastles as well as Beach
Lane.
Yeah, so it's just the thin edge of the wedge, I think, in terms of things growing, hopefully,
good.
You know, in the right direction.
Good.
Well, look, let's close there.
All
so,
right.
Andrea, thank you for being here this morning.
It's such a joy, George. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And welcome again to Beach Lane. We're looking forward to hosting your event with Melissa. Thank you to Radio Karen for sponsoring this episode of Beach Lane Presents. That's all for now. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much, George.
Bye for now.